Brings us to reports. Subset A is consideration to approve the agreement with the Sturgis Volunteer Fire Department. Mr. Ainsley, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. The item before you was actually tabled at your last council meeting. There was a desire for some further information gained from the Volunteer Fire Department. I think since then we have had a couple meetings with the fire board as well as the fire chief to gain some further insight. In addition, the council report actually has the new numbers that are included in here. Essentially, what occurred was that in 2009, the city entered into an oral agreement, which full disclosure and transparency is not something that a city can technically enter into. So there's no legally enforceable document or recourse. But we did enter into a oral agreement with the Volunteer Fire Department to provide payments on a new truck that would be owned by the Volunteer Fire Department. And every other year, the city would provide payment for that fire truck. At that point, the payment was going to, or was, $20,831.58. That after that oral agreement was made, the Volunteer Fire Department did receive a loan through the rural development and purchased the fire truck. The city has continued every other year to make the payment to the Volunteer Fire Department, and then the Volunteer Fire Department has used those funds to then make payment on the truck. Over the course of the last several years, the Volunteer Fire Department has sought to actually pay off that fire truck with funds that they currently have available, and I do believe actually they have fully repaid that, and they have done that so that they can save on the interest that they were otherwise be paying on that truck. The interest payments were 4.125%, which of course is higher than what they were receiving from a bank or from CDs sitting on the cash. What they are hoping to do is to continue to build up their accounts from the savings from this so that they can purchase new equipment in the future. They try to rotate their equipment approximately every 25 years. In doing so, they're seeking a MOU that would put in place that the city would continue to make payments to the Volunteer Fire Department every other year. Originally, they were asking for the same amount of money, but they actually have revised that to reduce that total amount to $16,470.89. That would be a savings of roughly $4,300 every other year to the city. Those payments are made out of our capital improvement fund, and so that would generate approximately $26,000 that we would have available to do other projects. In doing so, again, in full disclosure, this would be the first time that it would be placed in writing that the city is agreeing to make these payments. But again, it's a continuation of an oral agreement that the city has had with our fire department, again, since 2009. The fire department does operate at a significant savings compared to what the city did have its own professionalized or career fire service. There's a significant savings from that. In addition, without a doubt, it is essentially committing the city for the next almost decade to continue making those payments. But again, that honestly was a decision or a commitment that a previous council, of which I don't think anyone on the dais was a part of, has already made that choice or already made that decision. And actually, I think it was a previous mayor, maybe not necessarily the entire council. But again, with all of that being said, it is important to note that our current professional service agreement with the fire department, which does expire December 31st of 2020, but in that professional service agreement, it does state that if at some point the Volunteer Fire Department and the city of Sturgis, and I want to make clear before any rumors start, we do not foresee this in the future by any means whatsoever. But if there was some sort of splitting of the ways, at that point, according to our professional service agreement with the Volunteer Fire Department, then any equipment that is jointly purchased would be jointly owned, and there would have to be a reconciliation of those assets. So similar to a divorce, I guess. And again, We are not anticipating that occurring, and we do not believe that it's going to occur, and neither side wants to do that, but just for full disclosure to the council. With that long staff report, I apologize. Are there any questions?
It seems to me that this is actually kind of like a win-win for both the volunteer fire department and for the city, because both entities are going to be saving some money if we go in the, in this direction. So
absolutely.
I'm very much in favor of it.
Any questions? Go ahead, Mike.
Which part of the fire truck do we own?
Pick half.
How about public input on this? We have first by Rhea to approve the MOU. We have a second by Ron. Last chance for any last discussion on this matter. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, no. That motion carries unanimously.